to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yo, have you guys watched Read the Room?
No.
Not this episode.
Bro, I'm loving it. Yo.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched this week's episode. I watched last week's episode.
Yeah.
It was fire, bro.
But I saw clips as well from this one.
Like, they're finally getting the groove. Yeah. They dance.
Oh, they dance.
And what's her name? Londi Lanon is a bit lit. She's so funny, bro.
For real.
And every time I see Londi, I'm like, where was this Londi when we interviewed her?
Londi has so much personality.
Yo, bro.
Yeah. No, she's even not gone out, remember?
Yeah, I'm loving it, man.
She's got personality a lot.
Yeah.
I need to give
most of
give
the people
time.
They talk about, I don't know, like, especially when they talk about fashion and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But I like that segment they do in the beginning. They show a picture of what they did, you know, that week and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, really dope.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go?
Yes. Yeah, let's do that. What? Show us a picture of something you did this week, bro.
Shit.
Something I did this week.
Mm, show us a picture then.
Okay, let's see. Give me time.
Not just the first
I don't really take a lot of pictures.
Same, yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah, I don't take a lot of pictures. I mean, I went to a funeral. You want to see the funeral?
Yeah, let's see. Whose funeral? Temba, ne?
Temba, yeah. No, this is just cars, and it's boring.
Let me have a look, and I'll tell you which picture.
No, I can't give you my phone, bro. Forget it, bro.
Why are you so protective of your phone, dog? I thought we boys, my dog.
Okay, here's something I did this week.
Yeah.
Where should I send it? I was gymming at home.
Okay.
So it's just
weights. Send it to now.
So it's just dumbbells.
You got your own gym at home?
No, I just got gym equipment at home, yeah.
Oh.
Not like a full gym, though, like, you know. But we're getting there.
Oh, nice.
Neo.
Yeah, send it to Neo.
So what's your number? Please give me a number. I don't have your number.
You don't have Neo's number?
How?
After all these years.
I don't need it. What do I need his number for? Now I'm joking. I just said that.
Okay, yes. This is you at home, right?
Yeah, this is me at home. Yeah, you see.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are those?
Those are dumbbells, and then that's an easy ball. That's for curls, when you do like this. You know?
And how many do you do?
It depends. That's like, is that 40 kilos or 30-something kilos? I do my reps till failure. So I would fail at like 14, 15. Then I fail and drop it. And those are 10 kilogram dumbbells. And I do raises with them, you know. Like, yeah, and then sometimes it's the forward raises. Feel me, when you can feel like gym. Yeah, so it's strong. So yeah.
So and then Sol is loyal to gymming, even with no results. He's still loyal.
No, you know what? I've been sick.
Like a Kaiser Chiefs supporter. Very loyal.
Listen, you'll see my
girls.
You'll see soon. No, I'm taking it serious now. The reason is, it's always like the drive to gym. It's like, oh, fuck, gym. And then, so now, anytime, I just bring out the weights, gym. You know, I've got weights and a rack with all the weights, and I gym, bro.
Yeah,
now I just do it at home. It's so much better. It's more therapeutic, actually.
So do you have only that equipment? Or like
the
treadmill?
Let me show you.
The treadmill.
Let me show you. No, treadmill, I just got out and run. I don't, No, I've got the bench.
Okay.
I've got a squat rack.
Okay.
So I use it when I'm benching to put the weights, because there's no spotter to put the weights on the squat rack, which I also do squats with. I've got bars.
Don't you have kids? You can use your kids for that, man.
Light work, lightweight. My kids are too light.
Yeah.
Too light. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
I remember the one time my daughter fell asleep. And now she's like 7. And my daughter is she's big now. You know, like she weighs probably 20 kilos or something. I don't know. But I remember the one time, and I had to take her upstairs. And she was asleep. And I was like, wow. And I did it with ease. And that's the beauty of, even though there's no results, but just those little moments, you know? You don't have to wake up a kid and say, come, let's walk, and she's drowsy, or leave her sleeping there, you know? And then when she hugs you, because now you've held her, You know what I mean? Mm. Without breaking a sweat. So it's one of those things.
No, man, I'm kidding.
A man needs to be strong, you know?
Man, no, I'm kidding with the results, man.
No, I know, I know.
It's about feeling good as well. Like,
yeah.
Dopamine.
Yeah. Ooh, the dopamine.
In.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, bro.
Yeah. Mm. And you can feel like the... And also, remember, we're almost 40. We're going to lose testosterone now, you know, as we get older and that thing. And muscle mass as well. So this is the time where we need to really...
You lose testosterone.
At some point, yeah. Dude, as you get older, your peak is like in your 20s. And then you lose testosterone as you get older.
No, there's 80-year-olds having kids out here, bro.
True, but you do. Hey, fact checker. Hey, he's enjoying the show. Like our true fact checker. He's like, yeah, you do apparently. You do. Now, that's why some guys will take supplements. I'm not there yet. I'm still good. Everything that testosterone is good, you know? Mm. But you can feel the thing when you lift weight. You can feel it, like, over time, you can feel it. What do you mean? You want to manage, you know?
Oh,
Haibo.
What age do niggas start losing testosterone?
They say just after the age of 30.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro. So, gymming as a guy getting close to 40 is more about these little things, more than just like... You know, if you're muscular, you got a good body, that's even better. But these little things, bro, you got to lift something heavy, you know?
Bro, I thought it was just back pain and stuff like that. Now testosterone.
Yeah. You lose testosterone, bro, yeah.
Me, bro.
Yeah.
So what are you left with? As you're losing testosterone, what are you left with?
I don't know, because, yeah, what are you left with? It's obviously not the female stuff. What's that? The estrogen, definitely not. Yeah. But you do. There's men with high... Like when you see a nigga with like proper boobs and stuff, you know, they've got a bit of it, I think.
And with you ladies, like the moment you sleep with a Nigerian, I'm sure you lose all your. The moment they sleep with a Nigerian, they lose their.
Iguana Islander. Iguana Islander. Iguana Islander. What Nigerian? Okay.
Because you know, they're punishers. They're punishers.
Yeah. Wait, I think a South African man would think that. Like,
oh, it's a man. Oh, man.
We need to find a woman who's been with a Nigerian and tell us what's... Are they, you know, what South African niggas think?
Oh, let's call a lady. Let's call Eva Mudika. Wow. She's been around the block. She should know.
Eva Mudika?
Yeah.
Muhu?
Mudika.
Emphasis on what?
Let it go.
Eva Mudika. Shout out.
Start us up.
Eva!
Good, man. You live on podcast and chill, yeah?
What up, Mudika?
Ukraine.
You guys like to call me.
Are you back in the country, by the way? Let's start there.
Yeah, we'll buy a ticket now.
Really, Meggie, really. Yes, I am.
Did you swim back?
I took a bicycle.
listen, man.
I suggested a bicycle.
listen, Eva, we want you to break this myth, right? We're always of the belief, as South African men, that Nigerian men are punishers. Like, when it comes to sex, those niggas, like, you know, they'll punish you. And those guys is it hanging? Or like,
yeah, they're well endowed, yes.
How true is this, as someone who's been around the block?
What do you mean, punishers?
Like, as in, like, if they like fuck your woman,
you
bro,
properly.
Like, you can't do anything for at least a month.
Not 6 weeks rest.
Vendor men are also like, but like, it's not like that.
Yeah.
Like, as someone who's been with vendor, like, I'm not like one vendor guy, so I can confirm that not all vendor men have, like, you know, the way they always say.
Yes.
Like, the rules of men. So it's just the saying. Come on.
It's a myth, man.
Yeah, like, no, come on. why are you guessing about Nigerian men?
Have you been with a Nigerian man with a small dick, for example?
Yes.
Wow!
Oh, whoa, but these niggas are God.
Wow, I thought Burna Boy was packing, though.
We thought they were the giants of Africa.
Nah. Like, that's the thing. Like I said, I've been with a vendor guy who has and who hasn't. Who doesn't? So, come on.
Rumors, man.
I don't think it's a rumor, but I will say that maybe majority of the Nigerian men do have, and maybe majority of the vendor men or the Tsonga men have. It doesn't mean like all of them.
Okay, from your experience, how would you rate... Nigerian versus South Africans. Yeah. Yeah. Sifuna kuyiva.
Yeah.
I shame my sister.
Thank you. Eva, what about the Congolese? Is it true though with the Congolese? Because I know, like, on average, apparently, they like hanging the most.
Well, I've heard it. I've never been with the Congolese, but I've heard that they are very like, yeah.
Meh.
Wow.
That yeah, says yeah. a lot. Did you hear that? Yeah. That yeah. yeah says a lot.
But I've not been, but the girlies are talking.
Mm. Which girl can we call that's known to get a reference?
But don't underestimate the Tongas.
The Tonga.
Oh, the Tongas.
Mitakuba.
They are Takuba Sweswe.
Takuba Sweswe. The Limpopo guys, like these, I won't mention, but like, yeah. But,
you're not
no, Limpopo guys, I know we're circumcised. We circumcised, bro. I'm saying the Limpopo guys, I know we're circumcised.
Yeah, like the baby guys as well. Don't understand.
Everybody else, man. It's only that one prophet that I'm circumcised. Like, we all circumcised, bro. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Thanks for taking the call, Eva. Sharp, man.
Sharp, Eva, sorry for being rude. Sharp, Eva, we love you.
Bye, Eva.
Yeah. I guess it's rumors, ne?
Yeah, it's man. All it's rumors. Men it's are men, bro. Men are men, dog. You know, you. Kona, you see team in every country. You know, like. And Kona must strike, okay? Kona, Kona, Bajala, Umgalo. But Basse came in, but involved. But I'm a playmaker, but I change Umgalo. And then, like in all countries, I think.
Yeah, anyway. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Stolianos is here. Siblers here. Ghost Lady is here. Tato's here. Newon's here. Shane is here. It feels very empty. Shots is busy editing.
Okay.
Simpua is not here. Dudu's not here. I think there's trouble in paradise there.
Dudu and Simpua are not here. Are they fixing something?
Yeah, I think they're fixing something.
Oh, Sam, they're going through something. Sorry, guys.
So that's why Shane is here.
Oh, Simpua.
By the way, Shane, after every 15 minutes, he must massage my toes, ne? Yeah. My juice is flowing.
Didn't feel a preview.
Anyway, so listen, guys, this is where I want to start, right?
Yeah.
Our very own CEO, Mr. Baradama.
Baradama!
He says he's famous Rockstar. Now from being in the documentary, you know, the new era documentary.
Oh, for real, yeah.
People recognize him.
Yeah, people reckon, now they're familiar with him now.
Yeah.
I know baddies are after, they want him.
Nah. For real.
Yeah.
Nah. Does he want them though?
He's most wanted.
CEO. So when they see him, I want a potential boyfriend. They see oh. Babonio. They see oh when they see
CEO.
The CEO, yeah. You open. Wow.
So, the portfolio committee on communications and digital technologies held a roundtable on the 24th of March to discuss the unregulated growth of podcasting. MPs debated balancing free speech with the need to prevent misinformation and harm. Podcasters like Susan Pofu-Walsh argued that overregulation could stifle grassroots innovation. High data costs were identified as the primary hurdle for both creators and their audiences. This is our very own CEO speaking
in Parliament.
He made it before we did, bro.
The symbol that any discussion about regulation should not be exclusive of the very people that are building this particular industry. And I think that there should be more people involved and or in this particular discussion who are part of the industry. I also want to recognize that this industry, we have to recognize this industry for what it is today. And that... you know, it's one of the very few sectors in the country today outside of the informal sector, as well as the taxi industry, that is truly black-owned in a very
Why
real way, right?
That?
So yet the biggest platforms in this space would struggle to afford a plane ticket to be at this table today.
Facts.
Yeah, true.
So on the issue of regulation, you know, we're not operating in a vacuum. And this has been mentioned quite a few times, that we're already governed by the platforms and their policies, right? So you can't necessarily go out and say anything as you please. And we are governed by YouTube's global standards already as it is today. So as industry players, we're not necessarily resisting accountability, but there's already legal avenues that people can take in order to address any issues or defamatory statements of the like. So we'd recommend that, you know, we avoid any blunt framework that will suffocate a growing industry.
Yep.
The real opportunity for me is bigger than the issue of control, right? So it's the issue of growth. This room, you know, should be asking how we can essentially scale this industry tenfold, rather than focus on how do we stifle it by regulating it. And
how can we help?
You know, how do we help creators monetize better?
Yeah.
Is the question that I have for you. How do we formalize their operations and build sustainable businesses? So
we have to
as Podcast and Chill Network, you know, we ourselves have already created close to 100 jobs for young Black people. All of them Black people. And that is the real story in this space. So the question I have in this room is not necessarily how do we contain podcasts, but the question that I have is how do we grow it in a sustainable and scalable way? Thank you.
I saw a comment, someone saying, with the new era, right? Someone was saying, how is Mac going to be able to pay all these
afford
people?
All these salaries?
Yeah,
yes,
bro. There's definitely a white person behind this, right? You know, moneyballing it and bankrolling it, right?
Black success. We
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I wish that was the case. And it's so simple, bro. The more people watch, the more money we make, the more people we hire.
Yeah.
That's it.
Simple math.
Simple math.
Yeah.
Simple, like literally.
Bro, if we had a white person bankrolling us, there'd be sponsors on every fucking podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Everywhere.
They call their friends, their community of Jews or people. That's it. And then you'd see all these, you'd see a pep fucking advert. Fuck, this whole podcast would be a pep talk.
You understand?
Nah, bro.
And I think for me, it's like, it's the whole government thing, that everything that they can't control or own, it freaks them out.
No. Taxi industry, they haven't been controlling it for years. They tried a bit, it flopped. Why don't they regulate that? People die every day because taxis are not roadworthy. Taxis are fucked up. Drivers are driving recklessly. We see it every day.
And let's be honest, dog. This whole thing is not about the podcasting industry. It's about us.
It's about us.
We have the biggest voice.
Yeah.
The biggest influence.
Yeah.
They want to censor
us. It's just
that's
silencing.
It. Yeah, they want to silence us. Because, okay, let's say, for example, they go ahead and silence podcasters.
Yeah.
What about TikTokers now? Facebook. How are you going to...
Bruh. Every day. Just yesterday in church, people are getting taken advantage of. Girls get taken advantage of in some churches.
Yes.
We've heard of some churches and their leaders are involved in drugs.
Uh-huh.
Why don't they regulate fucking churches?
Yeah.
That do more harm than good.
No, guys, leave us alone, bro.
Yeah.
Continue with your tenders and your corruption. No one is regulating that.
Yeah, exactly.
Steal.
We're not on path, bro.
We encapsulate the spirit of Vuzenzele. While they're out there stealing, they're stealing from the fucking CETAs.
Yeah.
CETAs that are meant to empower young people. Now, they said 600 million disappeared from the CETAs.
Imagine.
From things that need to empower the youth.
Oh, I saw the Nephthys thing. There's a
Nephthys. Yeah. 800 students who are dead are still earning money from Nephthys, bro.
Yes, that's the story
dead
I saw.
Dead students.
Yes.
800.
Yes, I saw that.
Money from CETAs.
Yeah. Mario, you want to regulate?
We're an enemy.
Like, really?
ETC, top manch.
Government has been paying bursaries to hundreds of dead students.
Yeah.
Bruh.
A new audit found 822 students listed as deceased were still receiving Nephthys funding, alongside over 14,000 students whose household income exceeds the eligible threshold.
Wow.
Nephthys is a government scheme that funds university and college studies for low-income South Africans, covering tuition, accommodation, and living costs for roughly 800,000 students.
Who's playing the videos?
No.
Who? Nell?
Yeah.
I saw a video of Thabo Mbeki, our former president, saying that a lot of our youth is unemployable.
Wow.
As if the jobs are there, but he's saying the youth are unemployable. I'm like, bro, but you are the one in your cabinet with Kade Asmal who introduced OBE. You are the one who took away technique, like practical skills, you know? You, people who are my age, who are not employable, were educated under whose curriculum?
Mm-hmm.
His curriculum.
Yeah.
It says people are unemployable. I'm like, bro, I'm like, not even bro, Manubaba, but I'm like, what are we doing, bro? Mm. You know, like, you were there. You were at the helm. You were in charge.
And his name is Thabo. Imagine, his name is Thabo.
What does that mean now?
That's does Thabo mean happy?
Thabo? Thabo. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're meant to be happy as you.
Yes.
Maras Peggy, I got sick.
So disheartening. And then the one time the youth, they'll do something.
Mm.
They do something. You know?
Out of our own accord, from volition.
From the ground up. Build something.
Mm-hmm.
No one has died. No crime has been done.
No crime.
Pay our taxes. On top of that.
Oh, wow. But they must keep quiet.
And then, bro.
Because they could potentially report us. They must not talk about
TikTok,
us.
TikTok, which platform? Is it TikTok? That's not paying South African creators.
Yes.
But all over the world they are.
Yes.
Instead of government fighting that, why are you not paying our youth?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know we run TikTok. You know South Africans run TikTok, right?
With Amapiano, the challenges.
Yeah.
To say, why are you not paying our youth?
Mm.
They're saying, no, man, regulate these podcasts.
Mm.
And it's one podcast, really, bro. Let's be really, really honest.
Yeah.
Because the honorable member, Kusela Sangoni, you know, she sits in that parliamentary committee.
Yeah.
And she's pushing for it. And we know she was very vocal when the whole mini thing happened. You know, and she was the one who said, who suggested in the tweet that there should be some regulation. So it's about us.
Mm. Of course.
And when Bala sits there and says over 100 people, like 100 people are employed, it's sometimes sucking. Because look at the talent.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody from Bingo Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Read the Room. The Gussie Jam.
All of the shows.
All of the shows.
Tuso. Just, I mean, Tuso has brought in the whole of Tembisa to the network.
Hey.
In Tuso we trust. Wow. In Tuso we trust. That Tuso, our very own. Just the talent alone, you can count up to 30 names. People on camera that you see.
Yeah.
You know, now, think about the people who shoot it, who edit it.
Yeah.
People
behind
who go and try to get deals. The sales.
Yeah.
People who drive us around.
Yes.
And with all the new shows that we've added, we had to employ double.
Yes.
So double the editors. Double, yes.
double the editors. Double the sales. Double the content producers because you can't produce for all the
all
shows.
The shows, yes. Of course.
That's easily 100 people who are able to pay rent, who are able to, who for medical aid.
Mm.
Sam. Medical aid. No, my medical aid. Medical aid. But you get what I mean. These are people who are living, bro. People who be in the hood, chilling, degenerating, drinking. You know, and it's sad in the hood, bro. When you go to the hood, it's not even month end, kwele, emini. Green bottles and brown bottles. Because people, and these are people who had dreams and aspirations.
Yeah.
Bro, if they regulate podcasting, I'm quitting, dog. Ain't no way, man.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm quitting, dog.
Shit, now they're going to want to really regulate.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
But there's no fun in that.
Please tell us now quickly before April.
Yeah.
So that we can go to radio, you know.
Yo.
We'll go back to radio. If my nigga quits,
Go to radio. What's your take?
Yeah, man? What's your take?
No, obviously I'm totally against, you know, the podcast space being regulated. It's supposed to be, it's freedom of speech. there's no crime. Like I said, there's no crime that we've done. We followed rules. Not even rules necessarily, but just...
No, we follow rules.
Yeah.
Listen, we're on YouTube, which is what Bala was saying.
Yeah, there are rules that govern us. And that's true. We follow that. And there's no harm. There's so many other industries that they could put their energies into.
Church,
which
Texas.
Are causing... Yeah, as mentioned. Bruh. Which are causing harm. Like, there's criminal activities going on in there.
Money laundering.
Yeah,
churches.
So, guys. Please.
The money laundering happening in churches.
I'm honestly not a fan of this.
What's going on, guys, man?
Yeah.
It's because they're not benefiting from this industry. They're not getting a
just
brown envelope.
Personally, even just seeing
are they benefiting from the drug industry? Because the
course,
drugs,
yes.
Of course.
Are you not watching
Mazanga? Of course,
Mazanga.
Oh.
That's fucking, what is it? Narcos and steroids, mm-hmm. dog. Come on now.
Drugs.
All of
are all over. Nyaupe kills the kids. Mm.
Churches, they benefit. Mm. Anything. Mm.
Churches, the money laundering, the
yes.
abuse benefit. Of young girls. Omotoso.
Yes.
Ran away.
Yes.
The tax breaking there. Tax
definitely.
Evasion there. Taxis, they transport humans.
Yeah.
Bodies, warm yes. bodies. Abazali, babantwana, nabantwana besikolo are being transported in taxis that are a law unto themselves.
Bro, none of us here can get away with just a traffic fine at a roadblock. How does a whole priest leave the country?
Yeah.
Without anyone doing anything.
Yep.
You know, a regular podcast, bro. Crime. Sachima, like, because we know Sangenela anytime.
Yeah.
When it's protected by family.
Yes.
No, it's not bad, bro. Cooking team, because Sangenela anytime. Sangenela, for real.
Uchimeli kebengu, guys.
No, I want to protect my kids, bro. I have daughters.
Okay.
I want to protect my kids.
Okay, okay.
I don't want when criminals come. Big one, mean. Big boy. I've been done about them, and then... You know, at least
they ring the doorbell when you get the real one.
Yeah, only one. I'ma smash him through the sliding door, fucking out the house.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah.
I may die, but at least one. Mm. So they were like, Dad fought and he died fighting. Because we live in South Africa. Gangster's paradise,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
I see all the Live Golfs and all the things, the World Cups and all the things that we host. But viruses love a good host. And all the viruses of the world are in South Africa. All the criminals of the world are here, bro.
Yes, yes.
And the government wants to regulate podcasts.
Podcasts. People speaking, talking.
Drug laws from everywhere I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Ukrainians are in Bedford View, the Europeans.
And they're in the gym.
Go regulate the borders.
They're in the gym. We've got a gym home.
Yeah.
We don't save even at the fucking gym. Now we're gym home.
Yes.
Because we don't save. There was a nigga, a Bulgarian drug guy.
Yeah.
There's a Bulgarian mafia in Cape Town.
Yeah.
I see the Nigerians in there. But there's a Bulgarian, and we must talk about all the other Europeans who come here.
And
the drugs that the kids... It's not just Nigerians. Drug lords from all over the world in South Africa.
Yeah. Mm.
And the government wants to sit in parliament earning salaries of over 100,000 a month or close to, and they want to discuss us behind microphones.
Yes.
While police work with those criminals.
Mm. Mm.
Let's be honest.
While there are no convictions, SIU keeps telling us who's chowing the money from the lottery.
We have stories for days from
they
that.
Keep telling us who's chowing the money. They keep telling us at the Makanga Commission about the drugs,
but they
about
can never,
cops.
They can never make a conviction.
But the priority is let's regulate
podcasts.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Because we're the bad guys.
Yeah.
Bro, we're the bad guys, bro.
We're selling drugs out here.
Bro, yeah. We're selling the drugs. We're ruining the youth.
Mm.
You know? It's us.
Mm.
We're killing people here.
Mm. Mm.
Anyway, I see Vala poison.
God, man, that's a sad story. It hurts, bro. It's really disheartening.
Yeah, it is, man.
Pains.
Anyway, on a lighter note, are you a soccer fan, Penduka?
Yeah, bro!
Hollywood Bets is giving you a chance to win a share of 4 million rands in cash and prizes. All you need to do is place a bet of just 10 rand or more on any soccer fixture. That's it. Think about it, man. So that weekend prediction that you were so sure about, that gut feeling of the underdog, which is Man United recently. A simple 10 rand bet could be your ticket to winning a massive prize. To get in the action, they've made it super easy for you. Just click the link in the pinned comment right below this video. It'll take you straight to where you need to go. And make sure you use our promo code CHILLERS.
No, let's do it like, the banner pass. I heard Taki got to him last time we did it. When we said our promo code, MAGG! Like them. Oh, we're roasting them. Yeah. So now they don't do it in unison anymore.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, because of us. I saw the roast, let's not do it as a whole in unison.
And make sure you use our promo code
Chillers.
This is a fantastic opportunity, but please remember the important stuff. This offer is strictly for persons above the age of 18. And as always, please always remember to bet responsibly. Never bet with more than you're willing to lose. Don't miss out on this incredible chance. A huge thank you to Hollywood Bets for sponsoring this episode. All right, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, yeah?
Okay, talking about the SIU. Mm. Now, again, they have another... more information, and they have now said that Terry Peto, remember Terry Peto?
Again, she's there.
Yes.
In the wicked place.
Yeah.
She's becoming a real Tosi, that one.
Nah, right? No.
You feel him. It's a movie. You feel him. It's a movie. What if you have an Oscar?
What? Yo,
and I love Terry, man. Yeah. I really, I have a soft spot for Terry. I won't lie. I had a crush on her.
Yeah.
I had a crush on her for the longest time.
What? Was it because Naboni Bele?
No. She's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember
bumping into Terry Peto at Hyde Park, New Metro, when I was still working at YFM, and I was doing like the graveyard shows, and I'd hang around because I didn't have a car, and I'd go watch the movies at night. So I look like those rich people watch the movies at night. Uh-huh. And I'm waiting for my work hours to begin. And I met her with like kids, and I know she didn't have kids then, and I think about its nephews, and now. So I saw from behind, you know, and I was like, wow, what a beautiful woman. Mm. God, it's Terry.
Oh.
Yeah, man. So I've
always... One was called Nomzamo.
Terry's beautiful.
What, Nomzamo or Terry? One was good. It's a tough one.
No, Terry, man.
Terry was good, eh?
Yo, bro, because of this stuff. What is this in the SIU, bro?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Nomzamo, remember they tried to nail her on Paul Mashatile when they said... She was at Paul Mashatile's house.
Yeah.
It's owned by his family. Yeah, that Cape Town mansion. On Airbnb. Yeah. And she proved it, brought the receipts out.
Yeah.
So, Nomzamo, bro, stays.
Yeah.
But what's going on with they say you and Terry now, man?
Okay, Terry. Okay, her and the ex-National Lotteries Commission chairperson, Prof. Alfred Nebatanda.
Who?
Nebatanda. Nebutanda. Yeah, Nebutanda.
No, it's not Venda.
Yeah, it's Ne...
Nevu?
So it's not Nevu.
What are the feeds of these? Yeah, like Mubang or Mubang.
Nebutanda.
Yeah,
Nebutanda.
Yeah,
Nevu.
Yeah. Nebutanda.
Nebutanda.
Chonchumal.
Aibu.
Nebutanda. Nebutanda.
So they were the beneficiaries of a 2 million... And 2 million circumcision projects.
Yeah, circumcision.
Niggas got foreskins out there because the man is child by someone. It's not being a South African. You gotta grow a thick skin. It's tough out you. No, don't know that. Yeah, bro, you got a foreskin because your man is there, you know. Sometimes you're walking in a Porsche passing you, like, that's your fucking foreskin behind you, nigga. Passing you. Man, I got you. I'm going to go. And I'm going to go. Put you on your own. He ran every day. Man, I got you. Foreskin.
They took that
Come on, What's going on in South Africa?
Why are you such a hater?
I have foreskin. The one I read with podcast. Don't draw my in my ear.
But they wanted a piece of their meat, man. Hi, good. Are you again? Mama, mi piece ya.
Oh my God, a piece of the meat.
Ah, guys.
Hi. So this one was made for circumcisions.
Nah, bruh.
Oh, hey. And then what about
the piece of meat?
Yeah, I know, Shem.
And you know what? On a serious note, though, kids die, man.
Dead by the boy.
Hey, yes.
But on a serious note, kids die of it because of lack of of resources. You know, we don't know whether that money was meant for the doctor who's on standby because there's doctors now.
No, so it was a project for I think traditional circumcision schools.
No, so, even those schools.
Yeah,
kids die there.
Yeah, of course. So it was meant to assist that. To avoid those deaths, and so like
for things, hope, medical supplies, because
so how does Terry play in this?
She is linked with the ex that the commissioner of the chairperson, Alfred. They were working to working together. So because they were linked together as beneficiaries. They were
so
beneficiaries.
He gave her the tender.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's not. Was that a tender or is it lotteries monies that were meant
lotteries
for
monies that were meant for
circumcision schools?
But instead they were diverted to them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so they became beneficiaries of those monies. Some way they found a way to filter those monies.
Cut corners.
Yeah. Instead. Cut corners instead of foreskins.
They're cutting.
Stop this.
bro.
Whoa,
bro.
So that's how, somehow, the money was just filtered.
Guys, actually, I know Makshoni, but it's disgusting,
it's,
man.
It's deep. It's not good. It's not good at all. It's disgusting.
Regular podcasts. Listen to the fucking filth, the dirt we're listening to.
Yeah, and you wonder, like, how Terry is making money. Now we know how, bro.
Bro. So, man,
that's just insane. Anyway, what else you got? Yeah.
Okay, there was a sad story.
And you know, I was in a movie, Terry's movie.
Which one?
She did a movie with Chapelo Rametsi. One of the local, like, small movies. I was there with, I was acting with, well, I made a cameo as Soap and Do, obviously. Yeah.
Oh.
With, Tuli, not Tuli, Pearl Tusi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in the movie. And you know who else? Jamie. Is it Jamie? Tutu's man. You know
Yes,
Tutu?
Yes.
Jamie, Tutu, another actor. Yeah, the handsome guy.
Let's get his name.
Jesse. With Jesse as well in the movie.
Jesse.
What's the name of this movie?
I forgot the name of the movie. Actor. Let me see. I'll find it now. Because Thabo was the guy I was communicating.
So were you like a DJ?
Jesse Santel.
Tabiso Rametsi.
J Flow.
2022. Thank you for the message, my G. PS, overstep, but any of these people, this kind of insight we need. Amanda will call you in a bit. Fuck. Let me call him, actually.
Who's this?
Tabiso. To ask him, like, also, when is the movie, like, gonna go, bro?
Oh, it's not out yet.
I don't know. But I think it's for small screens.
Your resume is crazy, man.
Yeah. Should've... I was about to say, it's not budget. You got the Konimali Uchoa. I'm going to tell you something. No, I'm about to say, I'm a peanut.
Okay, I know. Look out for the movie, man. Yes, yes.
Oh, is it out already? Or
no, he said it's not out yet.
Oh.
No, it's not answering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, Tabiso, I was calling you from the podcast. Please let me know, bro, the movie we shot. Remember that movie? You and Terry Petto's movie. Yours and Terry Petto's with Pearl Tusi, Jesse, and my... Yeah, well, it was a cameo on my part. I wanted it myself. Yeah, I'm calling you from the podcast. So please let me know, bro. I wanted to talk about the movie and also when is it releasing? Where can we see it? Mm-hmm. Thank you, bro. Hey. My little trouble, obviously. We know what you call. Yeah, I hope he's gonna respond.
Yeah, what else you got?
Okay, so remember the actress Ula Toya?
McKenna, the blondish child.
Yes.
Yeah. Oprah, blondish child. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So recently there was some controversy surrounding her where she was evicted from her flat. Right.
Oh, shame.
This is in Johannesburg, and she just. Had a baby. So she currently has a baby, a 5-month baby. And apparently she had that baby with a man who is, well, I guess not working, struggling. Mm. And Lebo, remember her ex, Ulebo Keswa?
Yes, I remember Ulebo. Yeah.
So she had referred to this and said she's in deep financial trouble, alleging that she saw the actress even using a nappy for her newborn. Imagine, like
using a nappy. What do you mean?
Like
they have nappies?
No, sorry. Using a t-shirt as a nappy. T-shirt.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the baby. Yeah. Like so she's struggling financially, being evicted from that flat.
She got evicted, like, and she was Zimbabwean and she was still pregnant, the child's name would be eviction. If she was Zimbabwean and still pregnant, we're getting evicted. No, man, but my thing is... it would be eviction. Let's be real, man. Let's be real. And I'm sure there's an eviction somewhere.
And apparently,
that meant
that she's the baby daddy is also was her kobela. Remember, she's a sangoma as well.
Bro, we need a kobela abaneng vele. They are shady. A lot of them extort money from the clients. I've heard. And some even end up in these situations where they're sleeping with their clients through manipulation, which is very rapey, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot
of weird
things happen.
And this man even struggles with addiction as well. So maybe
what addiction?
Like drugs, allegedly.
Who?
That man.
And the problem starts. The problem starts when people are lied to, who they've got a calling when they don't. Then they become kobelas or tootsies.
Wasn't she lesbian?
Yes. Yeah, no. She was with Lebu Keswa.
But she was with men before.
Yes.
Because she's got kids.
Yeah.
And then I think she fell in love then with a woman and now she's with somebody else.
But it could possibly be one of those where it's like you fall in love with, it's not like you are labeled, I'm lesbian, I'm only with women, or I am heterosexual, I'm only with the opposite sex.
Double adapter vibes.
If that's what it's called.
Mm. Bisexual.
Bisexual.
I think that's what it's called.
That's what it's called, bisexual.
You know what? Now, truth is, the story with her eviction for me, it's not news, man.
Yeah, no.
You know,
like
somebody guys going through financial troubles is whatever. I just don't want to sit here and discuss or laugh at people going through financial troubles.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't even be in the news. And shame on whoever decided this story is worthy of telling to a reporter.
I think it was more about the man that she's with. Because obviously it would be like questionable of like, yo, think someone from with her fame and, you know, you'd be with someone
people
who's
are more, people, man. Guys, people are people.
What's her name, Latoya? What?
McKenna.
You know her, bro.
Yeah, no, I know her.
I'm sure you've seen pictures woman. Of beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Remember, Pampiri Banyana. Pampiri Nanina. That's her and her sisters when they're trying out the whole music thing. Because their dad is a musician, Blondie McKenna.
Latoya's ex-wife, Lebo Keswa, addresses abuse allegations against her. This is 4 hours ago. Yeah, she's going through a lot.
Hey, remember your Pelayo label cursed her.
Wait, they've got a reality show.
Social media.
They've got a reality show. It's called The McKenna's.
Ah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that was a long time.
McKenna's used to be like like the celebrity family kind of vibes because of the dad.
No, guys, this is 3 weeks ago, dad. Bro.
Are you serious?
For real.
Latoya McKenna returns with family reality series The McKenna's.
Ah, wow. Oh, dope.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's called Meet the McKenna's, yeah.
For real.
Mm.
And those things, I know those things they could commission for like a bar or two or three.
LaToya evicted from Johannesburg West flat over unpaid rent.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's not paying her rent.
Yeah. Oh. That was the call.
So is the kid now rent? From eviction to rent.
Hey, leave it to me, man. When I heard about the kid is rent, I'm like, oh. I said if she was Zimbabwe and she was pregnant and got evicted while praying, the kid would be named Eviction.
Eviction.
Why is that? Meg is cutting it short. Oh, so rent. The kid is now rent.
The kid is now rent.
Anyway, what else you got, Kosley?
So another sad story. Zex Bantwini and Nandi Madida, right?
Yes.
Have initiated a fierce legal battle against controversial blogger Musa Kaula. Ne? Mm-hmm. So this is after Nandi had posted on X to raise awareness for neurodivergence, which is ADHD, autism. This happened in March 13th, and Kaula responded by using a derogatory slur to refer to her child.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
that's horrible.
Yeah, but Musa though, I gave up on Musa. I took him down like AKA, bro. Like,
did he do that?
Yeah, he called him with a bad name. Oh. Like, you know,
yeah, I was like,
bro, that's a child, like who has done nothing to you, and. Like, so for me, that's when I was like, oh, Musa is.
So what case do they have? Like, what case do they have? Like, what can they do with this?
No, obviously it's,
Is it, I don't know what they're
charging
for.
Eh? It's not defamation,
eh? No, it's not defamation. But this is, I don't know. What's the charge or the case?
Please help us. But I know there is our lawyer. Yeah, there is something. There's a term and how to...
Let's call our resident lawyer.
Let's not even repeat what Musa said. I don't want to repeat. But not on the show.
Yeah.
I'll go and look afterwards with what he said, but not for laughs or anything. But I'm curious.
Musa Kaula, yes, would give you like your hot gossip and stuff.
Man, you're live on podcast and Chill Soul is here.
Mukhetwa.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mukhetwa.
Yes. Hi, Mukhetwa.
We're reading a story here that says that Nandi and Zex Bantwini are filing a case against Musa Kaula for some derogatory words that he used to describe their child, right?
Yes.
So I wanted to find out what would that case look like and what would they be filing for in court?
What's the charge?
Obviously, it will depend on... on what Musa Kaula has said, because remember, if Musa Kaula has got a base, maybe he had read the story, maybe in a newspaper, which now when he translated it to be allegations, so it becomes very difficult to file such a claim and to really succeed. It will depend what was the source of the story.
No. You know what it is, right? They're doing a whole HD thing and autism. So let's say, like, you use a bad word, you know, a derogatory term to describe people like that. A bad term. So that's what he did. So what could they charge? Because they're not taking him to court, and we're trying to ask what could be the charge they'll bring forth. Let's say now I'm in a coma. And I'm brain dead. And Musa Kaula goes on social media and says, I'm a vegetable. And then my family files a case. What kind of case would it be? What are the charges?
Obviously, I think you spoke about it will be using this term, I mean, characterization, to say that, I mean, if, for example, if you are in a coma, it's coma, but if you, like you say, a person is a cabbage, you know, is to say... The characterization is different maybe to the condition that you are, and they find it to be defaming. You know, I think it will be defaming. We use this defaming word, which sometimes can be little and undermine somebody's...
Mukeso, what about criminal injuria? Would it be applicable?
No, it will not be applicable. If it's criminal injury, remember that falls under a category of criminal law.
Yeah.
You just have to go to the police station and open a case. It will not be like these civil cases that they file papers and go to High Court.
Okay. You know? So it falls under some sort of defamation.
It falls under to my understanding, it falls under that to say you have defamed this person by characterizing them like this. Either if that person had that condition, for example, like Ausol has mentioned or give the example of a coma, you know, you can say, oh, so and so is in coma. You are not defaming anybody, but if you say it's a cabbage, then that can really fit that narrative of defamation.
And does it matter if the person is a minor that is being spoken about here?
Yes.
It matters, no?
It matters, but remember, either if a person is a minor, these minors do have the rights, and those rights can be enforced by the guardians. You know, parents can bring such a claim on behalf of. Mainly, we do have these cases which goes to High Court and any other court, and you'll find that the parents are standing in. It's like if a young child or a minor is involved in a, maybe, for example, is driving a car and somebody lost his life, the minor will be charged, but the parent or the guardian who is responsible will appear with such child in the court. So there's a way of handling these cases which involve minor children.
Okay.
So the parents, they are well within their right to bring that, either it's a claim on behalf of the child.
Wow.
But let's wait and see the papers, how it will pan out. But the parents really, they are within their right to do so.
Okay, no rewa ngamanda ne, rewa.
Thanks, man.
And enjoy. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Ndalo, you vegetable, you cabbage, you.
Cook him. Cook him.
Rocky.
Can he sue his own client?
Yeah, no shame. That's the story.
Yeah, okay. No, that's sad.
We got a response from Tabiso Ramit. Remember, I asked him about the movie I was in.
Okay.
Yeah, here's it.
Hey, Sorry, Mr. Cole. I was just busy on something. So the movie, we're in the licensing chat now with in Netflix. But we haven't closed on the deal with it right now. But yeah, I can send you a viewing link of it.
What's the name?
Keen to chat about it. Let me know if something you're interested in. I'll send you a viewing link as well. Cool. I'm just eating now. So
I can hear you, folks. Bro, what's the name of the movie? I literally got embarrassed. I just played this voice note on the biggest podcast in Africa. And it doesn't talk about the name of the movie. What's the name of the movie, bro? Remember when you were talking, I thought that's what I was going to mention. Sorry for the wasted time.
By the way, speaking about Musa, right? I don't know if you guys saw this. Journalist Natasha Piri has been suspended by the SABC.
Unlucky girl.
Following revelations at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, Piri allegedly accepted 500 from Sergeant Fanny Nkosi. The payment was reportedly in exchange for providing the contact details of controversial blogger Musa Kaula. Nkosi initially denied the payment but later admitted it during the inquiry.
Wow.
500 from Musa's number.
500.
Okay. I've been watching the Madlanga Commission.
Is that
right?
Cheap or expensive?
Oh, what do you mean? That's cheap, man.
Oh.
I mean,
for your number.
Yeah, but so the thing is, here's what happened. The girl gave the number for free. Because Bazana, no Sergeant Ngosi or General Sergeant Ngosi. Bazwan. Angazganjan. Mara, he gave the number for free. So the girl then said afterwards, like later on, like how? Not even called Rinyana. So she didn't stipulate, she didn't say, if you want this number, it's going to cost you this much. So he could have sent 10 grand. He could have sent a grand or 3,000, 2,000. You know what I mean? He bring the cheapskate, he sent 500, and then that was it.
Okay.
Right? So it was his way of saying thank you. And that's just the truth. I know the narrative is, oh my God, now you lost your career over 500 bucks, which is true. She got 500 bucks and now she's fucked. Her career's fucked, bro. Just like, imagine a small little thing, it's gone. Your career's gone. And the thing is, people pass numbers around. Like, there was a guy who wanted to see his number a few weeks ago. White Didi. I don't know if you remember White Didi at YFM. There used to be this youth dissemination of information, a business thing. So now just got a deal and wanted Caesar's numbers. It's normal to pass people's numbers. Obviously, I had to call Caesar. He was like, nope, don't give him. I don't know him. Don't give him my number. But I would have given him his number for free, right? Because I know what he wants it for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also the question of ethics now, because now you're giving somebody who's not in the media game and probably wants the numbers for nefarious reasons, you know, shady reasons, and you've given that number. And then she wanted Ikoli. You see the cool, the culture. Now she's lost the job because
exactly.
I don't think maybe she would have. Do you think had she not asked for cool drink? Oh, thank you. She would have not been under scrutiny.
No, she wouldn't.
But she suspended. Wouldn't. So we don't know if she's going to lose her job. She's suspended for now.
but she wouldn't.
The public outcry and what. SABC will feel under pressure. Yeah. They don't want the smoke.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't, you know, become one of Tom Biggie's unemployable people.
Mm.
He said that. He did. So, yeah, Shem, she was just unlucky, man.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Shem. Like, you on a party.
But if she hadn't asked for that, then she would, it would have been.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
It'll still come out that you gave it, a journalist gave you Musa Kaola's numbers.
Yes. And then it'll just be like any other person. There's no, what makes it.
Also she could have used Ibuki Boys. I wanted justice on something.
Yes.
And I gave the numbers.
Yeah.
But even now it's a winnable case, sort of. Because people are talking about ethics. I don't lie. I don't want to lie, bro. Because we now know from watching the Makhanga Commission what this guy was about.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? He was getting up to no good.
Yes.
I don't think she knew there that this is a guy who's involved with this person, this person. It's a sergeant asking for a number. Wamniga. Then Mafuna
Ikoli. She's a journalist. She should know, man. She's a journalist.
Yeah. And the fact that she's got a sergeant's number, it maybe other chats were about other things. So. It's tricky though, but yeah, shame, man. So unlucky. But I came to because of, you know, he didn't want to, like, it's not like he was doing a case. It was their things. Nabo, people wanted Musa arrested by cutting corners. So, yeah.
Do you think the journalist be a fan? You don't think
be a fan?
Begapan.
Oh,
it's partner, man.
She's giving it up.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. Ujena no such an.
I get his name is funny.
Wait. Oh no, you said Begafana. Oh, I see the attempted pun there. Because it's funny. What Begafana?
Yeah, Kaspedi, Nafan.
So you see, you can't change language in the middle of the pun. Begafana. Because Ufana is to be identical. So, Nafana. Do you think the journalist...
Puns 101.
Do you think the journalist... Nafana. So you switch it now, you know, to get our minds into the Sotho mode.
Yeah.
So do you think Nafana?
Okay.
Then I would have gotten it.
Yeah. What did I say?
Begafana.
Begafana.
Which not only doesn't land, but it's a totally different sentence now.
Yeah.
Because Begafana, Ufana, it's a fana. I'm not by a fana. Like, I would buy a pana, but they look alike.
Yeah, just hold on.
Yo, we got a new guy. He's not used to, we got a new sound guy. All
right, thank you. We back. But yeah, clearly it seems like they had a relationship of favors.
They must have had a prior. There's a history. We don't know what it is. Is it just give me this contact?
Yeah.
Or they were making contact? We don't know.
But there's definitely
a history, because you don't just give a number of somebody that you have to just a random.
And probably it wasn't his first time giving her money also.
Yes.
Yeah.
For favors. Yeah. And they should have interrogated that. They should have interrogated that relationship. Really, man. Because something is up there.
Yeah.
To freely just give a number and freely demand a donkey, a cold drink, a thank you. there's a history and a familiarity between the two of them.
What caught your attention this week, my dog?
Yeah. I think Tabiso Ramete just responded. Mm. I've sent now the trailer of the movie. Mm. Please check it out. Let me see.
Yeah, it's probably got sound, so don't play this the sound.
It's called Destroying Desmond, brother.
Oh, Destroying Desmond. Yes.
I can take the call if you want me to. Let me know.
Destroying Desmond.
Let's see. Are you in the trailer, bro?
I don't know, man.
Okay, let's see.
I better be, because, I mean, if they want numbers.
Oh, wow.
There it is, yeah.
Yo.
Okay.
This looks dope.
The sound, ne?
It looks really proper.
But I'm saying it's a song. No, we can't use it.
Yeah, if it's... Is it a music? A song?
I mean, I was imagining like a Mzansi Wetu kind of...
Is that me? Hey! That's not me. Yeah! I was in these scenes at the bar.
Mm. If they didn't put you in the trailer, that's a missed opportunity. But...
Dude, a huge missed opportunity.
Ah!
On your socials now, you're going to say DJ Podcast.
Okay,
Destroying Desmond, man. So
on your bio now, you're going to put actor.
Mm-hmm.
On your bio. Mm-hmm. Actor.
Ah, come on. I think his company, well, I don't know what company did it, but I know he's got a company called Nguniversal.
Yeah.
Which is like a play in Universal Films.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Universal Studios, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. So he responded, man. Mm-hmm. He says, you are the cast and crew own part of the film. I don't know what that means.
Mm.
So next time, just bring me on the podcast. We're actually doing some really dope stuff. Like you and everybody on the movie owns a part of the movie.
Bro, why are you breathing so heavy? You just jumped up once, dog.
He's in the fight. He's in the fight.
Fuck!
It's me.
We actor. Okay, Netflix actor.
And I had a breathtaking performance. Yo, bro.
Hey, what caught your attention, dog?
What
talk
caught
to me, talk
my
to me.
Attention? Neo, please look for it. Mm. What caught my attention, bro?
Yes.
Is this. Nah. Neo, let me send you this.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to find it, though? Am I going to find it? Oh, I can't find it. But please look for it, right? On Twitter. After 15 years.
Yes.
Of not talking to one another.
Yes.
Black Coffee and Zakes. I've squashed it.
Wow. Ah. So there's hope for me, ne? I'm in year one.
Yeah, just coach your team, stay healthy. Yeah, I got 14, 15 more years. Yeah, I'm a
team.
You know, Zex doesn't drink and smoke, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, there's a song that Zex sing, Patekabi. So shout out to Zex. He's dropped an album also.
Okay.
Zex Mandridi dropped an album. It's called... It's a garden. I know it's a garden.
Number six is fire, bro.
It's a garden.
That guy musically.
It's a garden, I know. It's called Echoes of Botanical Gardens. Mm. Yeah. He just dropped. So I think at the listening session of this album.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. Mm. And then he was talking. And I know the 15 years because he said, after 15 years of not standing next to my brother and, you know, Zakes, Black Coffee pulled up, bro. Mm.
I don't know when was the last time I stood next to my brother here and shared a microphone. Probably 15 years ago.
But you see, Coffee looks like they forced him, bro.
The person that you want in. That the world
doesn't
really
need to have us
stand next to each other.
We'll force him also.
But because of you, we did.
Yeah!
Music has always been more than just notes.
Yeah, but these guys gave us some good memories.
Yo, brother,
I love you, Juju.
Oh man.
And when they perform together.
When they perform
together.
When they perform the synergy.
Yo.
the brotherhood.
Give it to me.
There was even a dance that they had. Yo.
Whoa. Ah, bro. So I'm just happy they good. Even if we don't get music from them, as just as humans, they good because they've got such a big history, you know, personally, music and just overall, man. You know, imagine now the kids will meet one another. Because imagine, Black Coffee's got kids who are under 15. And that's always like the part that hurts when you and your friends drift. Because you're like, yo, they get kids, you have kids, and now your kids meet, their kids meet you, and they're 12, and they're like, I don't know this guy. And the dad is speaking so great about him, and you realize how much you've missed of the life, and just seeing the kid grow, you know what I mean? So at least as humans, they just could rejoin, and I hope it's like genuine and real. Even if we don't get music from it, just as people, man, it's so beautiful, bro.
Fucking hell. Did
there's a song, did
Coffee do clap your hands? That's Coffee, ne?
No,
man, it's not a pattern, man. Come on, it wasn't him, ne?
No,
it sounded
this
like him.
It's just story.
That's Six Alone.
Six Alone.
Yeah,
look at Naled.
The love is real. My nigga calls me by his wife's name. That's how real the love is. If your nigga ain't calling you by your wife, if your nigga doesn't mistakenly call you by his wife's name, he's not your friend, bro. He's not your nigga. You know, you must make your nigga feel so good that he thinks he's with his wife, bro. That's beautiful. I love that, man.
Accidentally call you babe.
One day.
Yeah.
I know him and baby.
He explained the song, yeah?
Hey, who's Six? But on this song, listen to his new album. There's a song where I was like, I'm out of Six. And you can tell, because he doesn't drink and smoke. Yeah. So he's talking about Ikiwing, right? And he's talking about, yeah, now Ikiwing was a figure, it's pity me mess, it's pity pamu. Then he says, pity in tango. I was like, Ikiwing in tango. In tango, like, it's not a thing that makes criminals become criminals. It's just weed, bro. Like, yeah, in tango, you know? Mm-hmm. And but you know people don't drink and smoke. In tango is like, you're almost in your whoop between
them. Oh, yeah.
I'm in tango.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, only if you knew, like, yo, leave the weed, bro. Like, Sintango is not, it's not like, leave the weed, bro. He's categorizing the weed with the guns, the knives, and the criminals. I'm like, nah, I'm putting in Sintango. I'm down with this album, bro. I'm down with this album. But it's a beautiful album. Check it out. My favorite song is Pizzle.
Okay.
That's beautiful, man. Oh, wow. Super beautiful song. But
is it three-step or afro house? Or?
Afro. It's more afro than three-step. More afro than three-step.
Yeah, but his songs are
remember,
like...
Nandi didn't have kids before the relationship, so he ain't a stepdad. Press that shit on you. So that's not three-step.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Matidas, man. Yeah.
No, beautiful. What else caught your attention?
Oh, man, I always write my stuff here.
Oh, shit, guys, I must tell you, apparently, this is crazy, Spinduka.
This
is insane, bro.
What happened, dude?
Apparently, this is just a rumor, so I can't confirm or
deny.
Deny
confirm
or whatever.
Confirm or deny, yeah.
But apparently, so it started in Australia. So because of the Iran and US,
I think I know where you're going. I think I heard that.
Yes. Because of the Iran and US war, right?
Okay.
There's a shortage of fuel around the world.
Yes. Mm-mm.
So in Australia, they thinking about putting COVID restrictions so people don't use all the fuel. So people are going to go back to lockdown.
Yeah.
Even and it's been spoken about that in South Africa, it might happen.
Even in South Africa, there's a company that, or a department or a company that sent people to work from home now.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah. So we've got enough fuel for about 3 months. But after that, they might have to look at going to lockdown.
Yeah, again. Bro, because fuel is like literally the engine of the economy.
Are you serious?
I'm going to petrol like PP.
Kid, you know, these are just new. I send you the link.
New EPP. Didn't have a petrol. New EPP, but I don't want to lie, bro.
This is trying a two-stroke.
Fuel is the engine of the economy. You know?
So these are just rumors, by the way.
Yeah,
so
it's not
confirmed.
Yeah, it's just I heard we could have a lockdown situation. Not a lockdown, but a
only people a situation. That need to go work.
Yeah, because we might have limited fuel. And what's going on?
And chaotic culture at the centre of the government meant the pandemic response was often too late, meaning a lockdown became inevitable. So it sounds like more bad news here for Boris Johnson's Conservative government getting the blame, the brunt of it here. Isn't it funny, though, how none of the governments present or at the time have admitted the huge economic annihilation that lockdowns cause? They blame Brexit. They blame everything. But their own.
Hey. Let's read the article. This one's getting personal.
Yeah. Like, yo, bro, what the fuck?
Okay, cool. So it says Australia could be forced to work from home as war in the Middle East
rages.
Can you go up? Let's read that. Oh, I can't see that. Can you make it bigger?
Yeah, make it bigger.
Thank you. Australia could impose COVID-style restrictions to combat the ongoing fuel crisis thanks to the war in Iran. Prime Minister Anthony whatever Albanese. Said to host a crunch national cabinet meeting to consider new emergency measures to conserve petrol. Yeah. Mm. So that's essentially what we're saying.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Crazy, right? Damn. This is nuts. Now imagine the whole of South Africa's workforce, I'm not thumbsuck numbers, almost at 90%, but a majority of it is transported by taxis.
Yeah.
I mean, the some people who commute using taxis can't really work from home. Like, if you're a packer,
of course,
you can't pack shells from home, you know. Nombu pagi. So there's going to be real ramifications. I wonder. Because we don't have trains, bro. Mm. We don't have trains. Mm. Like, now Pras has introduced these nice trains. We were in one of them. They're beautiful. But we don't have a train network. Mm. You can't get to Forster to Germiston in a train. Or Boksburg, the nearest town, in a train. And
the trains don't use fuel.
I was about to ask, and I was like, is it going to be a stupid question?
No, that's not stupid. That's a good question, actually.
Hey. Out of everything you said, you thought that would be a stupid question.
Actually, I'm a trainer, someone's decided. I'm a trainer, one month. South African trains. Oh, you Google it, fine. ChatGPT?
Oh, yeah. So, yes, some passenger trains use fuel, specifically diesel locomotives, while majority of new commuter fleet runs on electricity.
Wow.
It's very interesting.
So it's tricky.
The economy
could come to a standstill. Yeah. You can imagine the price of things.
Flights, hey?
So it's because of that that strip.
The straits. But I don't get it, bro. We need someone really smarter than all of us in the room to explain.
Yeah.
Because they say the strait is responsible for 5%.
No, 20.
20.
Of the world's fuel.
Yeah.
So what about the other 80?
Yeah, true.
How can we live off the other 80? And this also may be a stupid question, you see, but you got to ask stupid questions to get clever answers and inform yourself. Mm. So what about the other 80? Mm. Like, why is the 20 crippling us so quick? I think it was South Korea or Japan, but apparently I saw Japan, you know, they got reserves. So the government's got like reserves.
Wow.
Fuel reserves. And most governments should have fuel reserves.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna be good for a while. Please search how long Japan can go with their fuel reserves if there's no fuel supply, global fuel supply. But I'm asking, what about the other 20?
Mm. 80, you mean?
80. Yeah, because like 20% of something is gone. And let's say they charge your phone. 20% of its power is gone, or your battery can only charge up to 80%. There's still things you can do with 80.
Right, now the fuel mafia is loading in the country.
Hey.
The fuel mafia is going to start.
We've got a water mafia. We have a construction mafia.
They're forming right now.
Yes.
We have all the mafias, bro. Mining.
So as of March 2026, Japan can... Its oil can last for 254 days. That's roughly 8.5 months.
Yeah, that's like three quarters of a month, of a year or something. But that's a long time, bro. They got, they got like reserves.
So we're only good for like 3 months, bro. Mm.
Eh?
We're only good for like 3 months.
Are you, is that a case or like it's you know guess, you read it?
No, it's a case.
I think that's too much.
You reckon?
3 months. Mm. Ah.
Just the blue lights alone, that's probably a month gone.
Ish, the blue lights, yeah? Mm. You know, I was on the freeway the other day and I saw those...
We were 2 weeks.
Next week.
We're 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
What does it say there?
It says as of March 2026, South Africa's strategic fuel reserves are estimated to last approximately 2 weeks.
Is it on a regular podcast?
Can't you start a podcast mafia? That is Winnie Mafia.
I told you 3 months is too long, bro. I knew it. There's no way. That sounds too impressive. 3 months.
Next week. Next week, my petrol attendants are off. are off.
Hey, man. All right.
Another
camera
is 8 months,
dog. Oh, gosh. We're led, man. We're led.
So, Ghost Lady, since he's the only woman here, okay. It's a Father's Day today.
Normally, fact checker. Hey, bro, you're doing an incredible job. You are quick.
It types like a typewriter, like a fax machine.
Not a typewriter. No, because you're watching him.
Sterling job.
It's because we're taking real time typing there, so we actually why.
Yeah.
And normally we never see fact checker typing it out.
Oh yeah.
This is our first time actually. Like I watch him type.
You're typing. Yeah, in front of us.
What are you saying? We don't need Boosie.
No. We all need a Boosie, yes. Bro.
We all need a Boosie in our job.
Our lives. Please protect all the Boosies. Please.
Then Bala will have to go back to Parliament and say we've got 99
people. We've got 99 problems, but a Boosie ain't one. I've got 99 problems, a Boosie ain't one.
Okay. Yes. This is the story, right? See. Uh-huh. Look at this. Have you guys heard of vajayshal?
Vajayshal?
Yes.
Like a facial for a vagina.
Yes.
Oh, I think I've heard of it. Yes.
You heard of it,
yes,
eh?
Yes.
So a vajayshal is a spa or skincare treatment focused on the vulva area, external genital area, not the internal vagina.
Wow.
The term blends vagina plus facial.
Yes.
Though technically it treats the skin around the bikini line and the vulva.
Vulva.
So here are some of the benefits. It helps prevent or treat ingrown hairs, can reduce razor bumps and irritation from shaving or waxing.
Okay.
Improves skin texture and tone in the bikini area, provides hydration and soothing after hair removal. Mm-hmm. Please play the video while I'm talking about this. This is the video of them performing vajayshal. It emerged in the early 2010s within the beauty and spa industry. It gained popularity alongside trends of full body grooming and waxing, like Brazilian waxes, became widely promoted through social media and celebrity beauty culture, and often offered at high-end spas and skincare clinics. Despite the name vajayshal, it does not involve internal vaginal treatment or external skincare outside the vagina. Would you do this, Ghost Lady?
There was a time where she was too close to the vajayjay. Like at some point, with being touched so much, don't you just happen to end up reaching an orgasm there?
Yeah, because you guys, you don't need to enter to get an orgasm. You don't need to enter the vagina.
Yeah.
Those are very sensitive parts.
Yeah, it's vajayjay.
Already just with waxing, like it's too much. It's too much. It's too. I've waxed once, but then
wait, what's
Tato? You're gonna break your neck then, man.
What are you doing?
Not after the video. Mac will send it to you personally.
Looking at them.
Yeah, he's trying to look at the vagina.
From sitting
there. No, he's hoping for the other angle. That's why he's... No, it ends there. We don't get to see the other angle.
Are you paying this for your wife, Penduka? Are you paying this for your wife, bro?
No. What's the point, man? Nah, man. Like, Nah, man.
Isn't it like also benefits? Another like a money, like just money wasting thing that they add on?
Really, yeah.
Bro, like, I literally listed all the benefits. I literally listed all the benefits.
Nah, come on.
Nah, man.
No one will die without those benefits. Just shave, it's fine. The old classic shave.
Yeah, classic shaving works. But obviously people will complain about the razor bumps, the ingrown ears and all of that. But I feel like all of those things, they'll always just happen. Mm. Like at the end of the day, unless you go get lasered. For instance,
are you trying it out? Well, are you like making your wife try it out?
No.
If she wants to try it out, you're free.
Do you feel like yeah, women need all of this attention on their
Nah,
push?
Bro.
Do you really, if you look at this, go, oh, okay, will it solve world peace?
Nah,
like a world war?
I don't stand against men determining what women must do to their bodies.
Wow!
Regulate that!
Damn!
How are you gonna regulate that?
Damn!
Who's the
orb?
Who's regulating that?
Damn!
Who's the regulate that? Apu mu president!
All right.
Cabinet. Executive.
All right.
Would you ear first? Crazy, man.
Nah,
you
guys, bro. People are running out of ways to spend their money, bro.
Just looking
at ways how to spend, bro. Mm, what is that?
Because I feel like I'll just personally be flinching so much. I'll not get to enjoy the experience. As great as it sounds, but it'll be like, ooh, whereas you need to just relax, like you see her just all... And it's,
how about we pay for one for you to go do one and you come back and tell us about it?
I wouldn't mind.
A lived experience. Actually, a lived experience.
I wouldn't mind.
Vigation.
I wouldn't mind. I don't mind.
Cameras?
Well, at that angle, the same angle.
No. We don't want to know. Yeah. We don't want to see the things.
Yeah.
The angle. You saw the angle.
Yes. The angle.
Yeah. So I want to see that part. Yeah. Not like, no. We don't know. We don't want to see anything.
No.
Like, cameras. I mean,
I wonder. Please check if they offer them in SA, bro. Or
I
is
think
this just an American thing?
Yeah,
Vijayshals.
Vijayshal near me.
Yeah,
More like touch your wife.
Put your face on the vagina. That's exactly. The real vagina.
Yeah.
We know the vagina. Come on, vagina.
What does it say there?
Yes, vagations are offered in South Africa, particularly in major metropolitan areas like Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Pretoria.
We'll book it. Curious.
Ooh. Yeah. Anything else that I'm missing? There's so much, bro. There's so much, bro.
Malema.
Oh, the video you want me to play.
Oh, when he was on Clement Manyathela.
Malema's podcast gold, man.
He is.
Some of them I took the circumcision, by the way.
Yeah, he's...
I took them literally to hospital to be circumcised. And today they think they can speak to me the way they want.
Floyd, is that you? We said, is that you?
Because I saw that. People who he took to circumcision, and Terry's like, fuck, I missed that one. Terry Fagan's like, but who do you think you took to circumcision? Bro,
you know what's good for me with this one?
I don't know how I feel about it. Yes, go on.
Because obviously it means that this is someone who's older. Had to be taken to for circumcision. That means this thing of you guys always going that it's only guys from a certain province who don't get circumcised. Clearly, nako Limpopo. Yeah, there are some people who have to get
Floyd
circumcised much
Limpopo.
Older.
Do Thomas get circumcised like as a tradition? I know Pedis do, vendors do. Thomas also. It's a must.
Guys, what if you missed the train? You were not around when they were doing the circumcision, so you lost out.
So when he says, I literally brought them, what does it mean? Does he take them and say, he must get
like, is he inspecting penises? Like, how do you confide your
situation? Actually,
how does that
come about? Yeah.
Like, is it asked maybe declare? When they say declare your, income and everything, declare your... The status.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a chimney or something. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of situations where you would see, or do you say, hey, bro, I'm going to go circumcised, but...
Oh, I'm going through a lot. Then it's like, wait, what's going on?
Are you circumcised?
How does that... Yeah, it's a good... How do you get your friend to go get circumcised, man? Actually, how did it come about? He was involved in the circumcision of a friend.
Hey, my daughter.
Or a comrade.
Hey, my daughter.
Hey, my daughter.
Cool, man.
Yeah. But anyway, I saw that interview, right? That's the interview you did with Clement Manyathela on 702.
Mm.
So, obviously, they were talking about him, the little... stance change on Kwanazi.
Yeah.
Because his name was coming up, you know, or allegedly, because they say he had nothing to do with it. But the one other thing he said when he spoke about people who helped was there was someone, now obviously they're talking ill of him, who had a family funeral, you know? And they were serving tin fish,
yes.
And he then stepped in and bought a cow.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like, it leaves a bad taste when, you know, like somebody... No, I love tin fish. No slander of tin fish yet. I love Lucky Star. I don't want to lie. Especially the hot one. The one that is like almost pink on the tin. I love... You don't like tin fish? No, putu.
Mm-hmm.
For real, she looks like she's gonna throw up. Mm-hmm. You don't eat tin fish?
No, I love it. I
love tin
with
fish
with mayonnaise as well.
Oh yeah. People sometimes do the mayonnaise thing, and it's like a salad vibes. They would love that, slapping mayonnaise even on big beats. Mayonnaise is salad. And some at Vienna's. No. We didn't do that. I didn't like that. My mom didn't even. Like, I don't remember. It's always a funeral thing that I would see there.
But if you're going to help someone and then brag about it, it's disingenuous, bro.
Yes. Oh, you look. You can say some of them I helped them at their lowest times, but to specify what the work between fish and Mwabeni and then what taking Gormo, or to specify circumcision.
I waited to get them circumcised.
Yes, man.
But it's like you're trying to say, like, I made them a man or something. Yeah, but it's like...
But also, if you're going to help someone and keep scores, like, then what are you really doing?
Yes, especially your boys.
Yeah, understand what I'm saying?
Even when they speak ill of you, but it is politics. South African politics is going to get dirty, bro, you know, and that's South African politics. But at a human level, it's like, oh, man, that's a good thing you did.
That's it.
You bought the cow. That's a good thing, bro. And you live with it and you did good.
Because now it screams entitlement type vibe.
Yes, and you owe me for life because I helped you at that one moment.
Yes, you understand.
And also, this thing about they were eating tin fish, it may not have been in the funeral. At the funeral.
Yeah,
maybe during the week.
Maybe he also...
But then
like,
when you offer to buy a cow for the funeral, because it's not like at the funeral they were eating tin fish, then you're like, stop. Let's get the cow. Let's cook the cow.
It could be leading up to.
So also, it's like,
What kind of a helper are you, Ghost Lady? Are you a helper where you want recognition for?
No,
saying?
No, I'm not that type.
Mm. So you'd never say like, I'm out here. I gave these guys because remember we used to record at the pool.
Never mentioned. Like I started here, I didn't get paid.
And they record under my lapa.
Exactly. No, so it's I'm not that kind of person. Nah. I can't.
I'm not, man. Also, like, I help people where I can. But
you
it's,
know what?
It's not
you can
like...
never know. You don't know your future. You don't know how you'll talk one day in the future.
Also,
that's the problem.
In Trudeau's defense, hey, bro, when somebody does you bad, bad, and then like
a weight could
now
go.
They're insulting you publicly, and it's like, dude,
how?
You know, so.
You never know the future, how
position,
people can be. Yes.
Ish.
Someone can be so pressed to say
and
all
forget.
Of it and forget.
Because my thing is, because I know people, somebody who's helped me like that. And I remember, I think Clement Manyathela read, obviously, was talking about Floyd and Mbuyiseni and read a tweet of Mbuyiseni's, I will be calculative if I'm criticizing somebody, you know, especially if they've been there for me, you know. I will be calculative because it's like I know that, hey, Legonj, he has about at my lowest. But, you know, so it's a human, we don't know.
How, but I also never like people help and help. But like at the end of the day, people sacrifice. But I love to help from a space of, I'm not losing anything from this. You understand?
That's how you should help.
Yes.
Don't help if you're losing.
So using the pool, it's not like, oh, now people had to be shifted because they couldn't swim. No, it was just like, no, this space is available. We could work. Yes, it's fine.
Almost it's not getting in your way.
Exactly.
Almost stayed in a back room at some point.
You almost
stayed in Ghost Lady's
room. When you just sold the house.
Yeah, when I was home, I'm like, Ghost Lady, this looks like I can
for the podcast that they want to regulate you. You just sold this house. For the podcast.
Bro, you wanted to sleep there and also us to shoot there.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no, my bed can fit your ghost lead.
Yeah, shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's bad, eh?
They were like, the camera can go, yeah, I know the space. I was not going to remember. Yeah.
When you shift the bed.
Wow,
shift the bed.
Bro.
Black studios where they've been sitting outside.
Wow.
Shooting at inside. Hey, they can transmit the footage.
I want to play a video of DJ Smoo on his WhatsApp. So it's a status. He explains it so well. So listen to this. I'll just play the audio so you can listen to it. Nick Slade, are you watching?
You didn't bump into this video by mistake. Thank you, Domia Minor, thanking Yabo. Thank you, Domia Minor, thanking Yabo. Zubatulabanga and Subata Tababa Trend, Nababa Trend. You are either the enemy or either they despise you or they'll never even say a little thank you. You shouldn't worry. You don't help people because you're expecting a thank you. You don't assist people because you're expecting them to help you back one day. No. It's out of the goodness of your heart. Nleda Ushul. Bayaboma Babumi, we enemy tomorrow, Kulumagabi. That doesn't matter. Just keep on doing the Lord's work.
Beautiful, eh?
Beautiful.
Beautifully said. Eh?
I remember not helping.
Did you guys hear it?
Yeah.
Is it audible?
Yeah.
I remember not helping someone because, and they're very close to me, because they said, please help me. One day you might need my help.
Oh.
I won't say who it is because nigga is going to call me and the fucking hell.
Why would Fiso say that though?
Nah, it wasn't Fiso. It wasn't Fiso. It was my brother. It was my brother.
So you watch the podcast now, your brother?
No, things get to him through clips, viral clips. Okay. And, like, so I remember the one that, that thing was like, yeah, you make fun of me there, you. He said, yeah, he sent me a message. Like, oh, you can't get some. I was like, bro, I'm just talking the reality of the abuse.
Bro, I can't believe you have a brother, bro. And I've never even met him,
bro. Yeah, got an older brother, man.
Does he look like you? Oh, I've asked you this before.
Nah, he's tall, like tall, lanky, slender. He's skinny.
Oh, different... Dads,
yeah. But, different dads.
What's different mom? Mother?
No, same mom, bro.
Same mom.
Yeah, my bro, same mom.
Are you serious?
Then my dad has got, Kanyisani, Tando, Okayo, passed away.
Yes.
Yeah, then my dad's got a whole, family of his own.
Yes,
Yeah, but brother, too, man.
I thought it was from the same mom.
No, same mom.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Same mom, because we're so far apart.
Yeah.
And we're just, sadly, distant. Love him, though.
Yeah.
From a distance, but love him.
Cool, man. Where you at? You got how many gigs, bro? It's the end of the
month. I have four gigs, man.
End of the month.
End of the month. I'm playing at a Rough Dance. It's a crazy lineup there, bro. Everybody's there. Yours, nuts. You gotta rock your thing. You gotta know there. You don't just play at Rough Dance, you know? Then we're going to Four Ways, 1945. I hope I didn't butcher it. And then it's a secret location.
But it'll be done by now.
Tolum C. Eh?
Are you mentioning gigs for
these are places I would have played
already.
On Saturday. Yeah,
All right, cool, man. We're out here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.
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 Thank you.